It is hour number three of Shirts and Skins After Dark. We pick out the stems and seeds at 2:45 with some more NBA movements. And speaking of, there is another breaking story that we're going to be talking about in just a few minutes involving the NBA. And it has the Texas Longhorn flair to it. At 2:30, why does June 30th matter? Also July 1st as well. How about handshakes? There's also some other interesting birthdays and holidays to discuss. In a mere minutes, we do need to talk about USC and UCLA apparently bolting the Pac-12 for the Big Ten. And a big-time player has just requested a trade in the NBA. I'm Trey Elling. Isaiah Collier is behind the glass. And sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Woo! Hour number three begins. And it's almost karma in a good way. Good karma. And it works out that Trey mixed up his days a little bit and knew that we're doing an interview next week and not this week because there are a lot of sports stuff, sports things we need to get into. But before we do that, let me just remind everybody that if you want to go to AustinChronicle.com, you can start voting today on the Best of Austin Restaurant Edition. And check this out. Different groups you can vote in. Overall awards, dining out, cuisine, separate dishes, like individual dishes, beverages, and overall experience. They have all kinds of different things. Let me just give you an idea. If you're like Trey and you're a massive food snob, here's the list of cuisines you can vote on. New American Barbecue, Seafood, Southern / Soul, Tex-Mex, Interior Mexican, South American, Caribbean, French, Italian, Mediterranean, Middle Eastern / Arab, African, Indian, Thai, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vegetarian, Vegan, Vegetarian / Vegan, and Cuisine Wildcard. What did we miss? You can vote on all that. Wow.
Austin's food scene has gotten really good over the last 15 years now. Although, I do have to admit, I'm starting to become concerned because there are a lot of jobs that need to be filled, and there are a lot of people who really aren't that qualified filling those positions because of a dearth that exists in the workforce, in restaurants and retail, just across the board. I mean, people are desperate to hire worthwhile employees. And some of my favorite places to eat at, I've gone to recently, and there's been a considerable drop in the quality of service and the quality of the food as well. So there are still a ton of great spots out there, but I am worried though. And it's important to get out and support a lot of these local restaurants that will be receiving accolades over the next couple of months from the Chronicle, and make sure you start that process by getting them listed as a finalist, because that's another way to get the name of a place that you love to go to out there to make sure that they can survive, that they can afford to pay their employees what needs to be paid to make sure that you can still run a reputable business.
So check those voting, check the voting out at AustinChronicle.com. Early voting, first round of voting, June 30th, obviously today, through July 18th. So we'll be talking more about that as it rolls on. All right, couple big stories as we start the hour. And again, if you're thinking some of this might be, oh, this is hearsay, this is craziness, some random social media person that like Jimbo Fisher would make fun of. Not exactly. USC and UCLA planning to move from the Pac-12 to the Big Ten. Trey, I'm looking at Pete Thamel and Heather Dinich from ESPN telling us about this. UCLA and USC planning to leave the conference for the Big Ten as early as 2024, and a move is considered imminent. Sources are telling ESPN. The Mercury News was the first to report this story. There's still a formal notification process. Thanks. On behalf of the Pac-12, as the two schools have yet to have to let the Pac-12 know their intentions to leave. They also have to formally apply to the Big Ten, according to the source. So, Trey, this really does, it will make a lot of people think about Texas and Oklahoma, because that's sort of how that story developed. You heard about it first, and then it was, you got to apply specifically, you got to let the SEC know in that case you wanted to come, and then they have to accept it, and then you let the conference know you're leaving. So you just got to wonder. I mean, how much did George Kliavkoff know? How much did the big wigs in the Pac-12 know? How much did power at Oregon State, Cal, Stanford, name whoever you want, how much did all of those entities know about this at the time?
It sounds like Kliavkoff and the Pac-12 were railroaded at least a little bit. And according to Pete Thamel, a lot of this comes down to money. I know everybody's shocked about that.
That is a surprise.
They looked at the financial disparity between the Big Ten revenue and projected Pac-12 revenue, and that really provided the encouragement that they needed to try and get this deal done.
So that story's out there in college football. It's a big enough story to carry a whole day. But this NBA story that just popped up in the last few minutes is even bigger than that.
So you know that the Big Ten has probably been pursuing some other schools, too. Like, I wonder if they were trying to get Notre Dame to come to some sort of agreement to join that conference. Or maybe they were trying to figure out if they could get Clemson to do so, since Clemson has obviously been one of the most consistent powers over the last 6 to 7 years now. But ultimately, it's USC and UCLA. And UCLA is obviously the also-ran in this situation. USC is that school, it's that program that you are really happy to get. And you take UCLA by default to make sure that those rivals can stay together. And plus, you want to make sure to stay at an even number, I think, if you're the Big Ten. And get to that 16 number as well. That kind of seems like the magic number with what the SEC is going to be working with in a few years with Texas and Oklahoma.
See, that's it's weird when you do the comparison and contrast of the two. I agree with you about UCLA, but it shows you just how powerful a duo Texas and Oklahoma are, when you consider what that is. Because if you play the branding game, you can put Texas and USC on the same level. But if you're playing the college football history game, UCLA and Oklahoma, the only thing they'll have in common in that discussion is Troy Aikman. Outside of that, they do not have the same history at all.
Exactly. If you were just talking about UCLA joining a different conference, you'd be like, okay, good luck there. But if any of those other three schools, it's pretty big news.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it's a big, big deal. That story rolling around college football. We had already talked about some stories in the NBA, like James Harden opting out, trying to stay in Philly, and they're trying to put together a team, like Bradley Beal opting out in declining his option in Washington. Would he stay there for a max deal or go somewhere else for a max deal? But then, during the last break, Isaiah slaps that button down and says into our ear, fellas, we got a little update. Zay, you're the basketball freak, and you're actually a fan of this guy, too. A lot of people are fans of this guy that are listening. Why don't you go ahead and tell the people the story that just broke?
Longhorn legend Kevin Durant has requested a trade to leave the Brooklyn Nets.
Yo.
Just like that. Free agency. Plateau on that ass.
Give me a percentage chance that Kyrie Irving knew this was exactly what would happen when he opted in. What's the percentage chance that he knew Durant was thinking this?
Like, part of the reason why you would have opted in is he actually spoke with KD, and KD's like, yo, dude, we kind of made a promise to one another.
You would think?
That's what we kept saying. That's the thought process that I had, that Durant, with a longer-term deal in place, would think, come on, man, let's try to make this work. We know we don't have James anymore, but we'll try to figure out the Ben thing. But come on, man, you and I can do this.
Like, he had his own little podcast on the boardroom where he was like, me and Kyrie, whatever happens, happens. The friendship is never going to die. So I thought that if Kyrie comes back, they're good. I don't know what happened. The fact that he's requesting the trade is absolutely insane, because you thought that he was going to stick it out in Brooklyn, especially with his legacy being on the line with the Warriors winning another championship without him. It's pretty crazy, but I don't know. I think about him going back home to Washington, and, you know, he's a D.C. guy from the DMV, Bradley Beal.
Oh, and the Beal thing?
Yeah,
okay,
that would be a good pairing. I mean,
that's interesting.
In your career, why not go back home and play in a place that you're very comfortable in, that you love very, very much? So, I don't know, but I see Phoenix is on the list. Miami is on the list. So we'll see what happens.
Wouldn't one or both of those guys have to be pretty flexible if he and Beal were going to end up in Washington together? Because aren't they both going to have to try to find max contracts that would work together?
Yeah, I think Bradley Beal would be like, all right, I'm cool. I'll be good with $200 million.
Okay.
If that's cool. To bring in KD, I'll be good with that.
He'll go south of that max number.
They got Porzingis, too. It's not like they got scrubs over there. Like, Porzingis, I know his stint with the Mavericks wasn't good, but
really, how so?
He ain't no scrub.
Yeah, no, that is wild, man. Kevin Durant, we just talked about it earlier. This league never fails to produce drama and soap opera once you put this much control in these players' hands and let them put teams together, take teams apart, move around, communicate with each other, and essentially recruit a situation. This can happen. Trey, even when a guy's got, what's he got, 3 full years left? Kevin Durant? None of that matters anymore. Like, the amount of money that they are supposed to be paying you, that doesn't even matter. And by the way,
4 years left on his contract.
4 years left.
According to Woj.
And I'm reading this. Nets general manager Sean Marks is working with Durant and his business manager on finding a trade. That's the other part of it. Once they let you know they want to trade, there's no discussions anymore. There's no maybe, kinda, or no. There's a, all right, well, we got to figure this out.
Is there an
we gotta trade the dude.
Easier job in sports right now that is supposedly high pressure than a professional franchise GM? Well, all you need is your star player to want to request a trade, and you tell he and his agent, all right, go find us a good deal now. I'm going to sit back and tell you whether it's good enough or not.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's wild, man.
That is unreal. So Kevin Durant requesting a trade from the Nets, that now becomes the biggest story of the day, with all due respect to USC and UCLA.
I don't know about that.
I'm going to say, at this moment, Durant feels a little bit bigger to me, but it's more expansive in a way with the college football story, I know, but I'll say Durant feels a little bigger right now.
I do like that I haven't had to do any convincing for you guys to finally join me on the side of the most exciting time of the NBA is the offseason, though. Welcome to my team, fellas.
The fact that you said that earlier and now we're right here, like, I wanted to fight you earlier, but I can't really fight you earlier because I'm remembering back to myself fast-forwarding through like 38-point, you know, NBA playoff games.
Exactly, especially these last playoffs.
Ooh, they trimmed the lead to 24. This could really be good. Yeah.
It was single digits by the end.
Oh, my goodness. So we have all that going on, plus those kind of stories have pushed down a regional college football story that some people definitely want to talk about, specifically Longhorn fans, and anyone who hates Aggies wants to talk about, and that is the player personnel guy at A&M rolling the tour of Kyle Field and making his NIL reference. Trey, that's kind of been covered up by a couple stories today.
Dude, you guys got such a gift today. Okay, so it's like a triple gift.
Uh-huh.
So not only did the USC-UCLA news drop literally hours after this video came out,
mm-hmm.
then the Kevin Durant stuff did. And
a Longhorn helping out. How about that?
It's almost like a Friday news dump for you guys, too, because we're entering what is a holiday weekend in a lot of offices are off on Friday through Monday, too. So that's going to be completely forgotten about by Tuesday when we're back on the air.
At this point, the player personnel guy could have come just short of like an Oprah moment. You get a car, and you get a car, and you get a car. And we still wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah, he could have come out with a burlap sack with a money sign on it, with a dollar sign on it, and just hand that to one of the recruits.
Oh,
he would have been okay.
Lord. That discussion, on some level, kind of fires back up, but in a way, now it might fade. If it was going to be anything, it probably fades off a little bit because now the power conference discussion becomes about USC and UCLA. Will they be headed to the Big Ten? By the time we get back on Tuesday after the long weekend, will USC and UCLA be declared to the Big Ten? Could that be a thing? Apparently. It can happen. We'll talk about it as we roll on. Why Today Matters is coming up. It's June 30th. We got a birthday or two to get into, including one of the saddest Wikipedia pictures I've seen in a while. I'll tell you who that is. We'll get you stems and seeds before we get out of here. If there was ever a day for stems and seeds, it's today. Tons of both. This is The Horn.
Shirts and Skins.
Now that is a specific sounding keyboard right there. We are creating a vibe, and it feels like a video game.
A little bit.
Doesn't it? I think I know what just happened.
You go on.
Uh-oh. I'm supposed to know this, aren't I?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure if you're going to know this, but okay. I think I got it.
Let's hear it.
Did you just Mike McDonald us?
Was he in the Doobie Brothers?
Michael McDonald, Doobie Brothers.
There he is.
Okay. I should have said Michael McDonald or the Doobie Brothers. Okay, this is Doobies?
Yep.
That voice is hard to miss for me sometimes, especially when you put it with that spooky, like, psychedelic keyboard. That's so great. The Doobie Brothers. Wow. Michael McDonald, one of the great soulful rock voices of all time, man. Doobies, little Ghost Town DJs today, Duran Duran, Tina Turner, Sum 41, they've all been a part of the show, and so has a couple of the wildest sports stories we've had at the same time today. We came in with a little bit of NBA free agency, but now Kevin Durant wants a trade from the Nets. That may be your biggest story of the day. Or if it's not, how about USC and UCLA deciding they don't want to be in the Pac-12 anymore? Which conference are they going to, you say? Well, obviously it's one of the Alliance conferences because that's what would make sense. They're after the money. They're going to the Big Ten, apparently, and that could be finalized, at least the basics of it, in the next few days. You got to go through what Texas and Oklahoma did, but apparently this is a story that's now getting out. And we'll find out who knew what and when and what will how will Kliavkov react.
Oh, I can't wait to hear his reaction to this.
Woo, man.
But now him insisting that all 10 conferences need to have a say-so in this future college football playoff expansion is making a little bit more sense.
Yeah, and you said that during a break. I think you're dead on. And this will also help to bring together, if this happens, it'll bring together the ideas of a Kliavkov and this new dude the Big 12 just grabbed, because they'll be in the same boat. They'll be visionaries outside of college football trying to make as much as they can out of mid-level conferences.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be a very similar deal with those two in the one in a new role, one in sort of a new role, but of course Brett Yormark. I'm still trying to learn that dude's name. Brett Yormark is official with the Big 12, and now Kliavkov might be dealing with some similar issues. So
yeah, Yormark is just one of those names that is not sticking in my head.
Yeah, it's hard to say because you want to say other things. I want to call him I called him Your Mac yesterday. And then I want to take the R out and make it like a Yo Mark. I can't get it right. It's Brett Yormark, Yormark. He is going to be the new Big 12 commissioner. So we had that story in college football. We will get back to that and get you set up for a long weekend. We'll be back on Tuesday. We're getting tomorrow and Monday off. We hope you are having something similar and have a little long weekend. 4th of July, hanging with friends and family, relaxing, watching some sports. There is a lot of stuff going on now with all these extra stories. So we also bring it to you every day about this time. Why Today Matters. It's June 30th. Here we go.
Why Today Matters, brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialist. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialist. 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
And we'll also peek ahead to tomorrow, July 1st, for a couple birthdays today. But first, Trey, let's hit something that a lot of people have lost, but I think you and I have maybe helped to bring it back a little bit. Today's National Handshake Day. Percentage-wise right now, how many handshakes are you giving out versus the fist bump or versus anybody around you still doing the elbow thing, the post-COVID elbow?
Oh, yeah, like the Beta Bash Brothers.
Does that go away? I haven't done a lot of that lately. I'm doing either the fist or the handshake.
Yeah, fist or handshake. Introductory handshake, if it's like a friend you hadn't seen in a while. It's like a hand slap where you come in, you do a bit of the bro hug too.
Because like yesterday when I saw Ty Harrington was in here with Craig Way, I walked in, handshake. Today I saw Monty Williams walking out with Aaron, handshake.
I feel like I fist bumped Ty, and whenever I see Monty, I just say hello.
Right. I fist bumped Craig Way. I don't know where he's been, but the other guys, I did the handshake.
See, Craig and I, whenever we greet one another, we do the jump up in the air and hip check each other.
Oh, I see. That's why you guys
just scored a touchdown.
That's why you guys are always limping away from each other.
Yeah.
I knew there was some reason. National Handshake Day. So if you feel comfortable, give that handshake. Also, as god-awful hot as it is outside, might be a good day for a bomb pop. National Bomb Pop Day.
Remind me what the bomb pop was. Was that the red, white, and blue?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And if you're like my kid and you like the Bahama Bucks snow cone place, they'll take a bomb pop, stick it upside down in the snow cone, and make you a bomb pop flavored snow cone. So they go red, white, and blue, and then they take an actual bomb pop and jam it into the snow cone.
Well, that seems a little dirty.
It's good dirty, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good dirty.
I'll trust you there.
Yeah. It's like when you're 13 and you see like a dirty movie for the first time, kind of dirty. It's good stuff.
What is an ice cream soda? Is that a soda that's creamy?
Ice cream soda.
Because it's ice cream soda day. Like, is that a float?
To me, as a Southerner, that's like just saying float.
Okay.
That's a Northern way to say float.
Man, floats are one of those things that I don't ever consume at the age of 44, but I love them.
See, I need it mixed up.
Mixed up more?
I need the mix.
I can see that.
Yeah, yeah.
But part of the fun is you do get some of the ice cream on its own, and eventually it does just turn into that murky concoction.
It can be good. Root beer and Dr. Pepper, my two favorite ways to do that.
I feel like it becomes the soda once you start going crazy and putting Big Red and all those kinds of ice cream soda.
Great call. Yeah, that's
like,
probably...
When you keep it simple with the colas, it's a flow. But once you go crazy with... Sunkissed and
Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, Mellow Yellow. Yeah, for sure.
Little Mountain Dew.
Monster energy drink. I'm sure that's a thing now.
Are they doing Red Bull and ice cream? Nobody does that, do they? Please don't do that.
They shoot Red Bull as part of shot concoctions.
Don't do that.
Can imagine.
All right, let's hit some birthdays here, Trey. There's a monster with a birthday today. Maybe the GOAT, depending on who you are as a boxing fan. Mike Tyson's 56 today.
So Mike Tyson.
Happy birthday to Iron Mike.
Was ferocious during his prime, but he is far from the greatest boxer of all time.
I would agree with that. He's one of my favorites.
One of the most entertaining boxers of all time.
I agree with you. He's not one of the greats of all time, but such an interesting figure. The rebirth of his career, just the fact that he's the whole one-man show part of it, the fact that he's trying to reclaim his life, the tragedies he's been through, the death of so many people around him that he's had to deal with. He's a very complex dude, but he's come out on the other side pretty lovable, I think, by a lot of sports fans.
He has become one of those just universally beloved guys. As a matter of fact, some jackass was being really annoying towards him on a flight a couple months ago. He ends up punching the dude, hurting the dude, and nobody gave Mike Tyson crap for it. Because the video existed of that guy being an obnoxious POS. And when you do that to Mike Tyson, and he's asked you a couple of times to stop doing that, well, you're eventually going to get to meet his fist.
Yeah, the only other time in my life I've rooted that much for Mike Tyson was when he fought Carl the Truth Williams to defend the belt. Because I remember really wanting Mike to win that fight. But the fight on the plane, I think I wanted him to win more. Like, have we all? I don't think we've ever rooted for Mike the way we rooted for him when we saw that video and went, yeah, Mike, go ahead.
I just didn't want Mike to kill the guy.
Yeah, me too.
Like, that's where he's probably going to get charged with something, but I did want him to teach that guy a lesson.
See, the beauty of it was Mike wasn't there alone. He was with somebody who knows Mike, and he knew when to pull Mike off of him. He knew when to turn Mike off.
Yeah, he did.
You know, let's do a little damage. Move away.
Yeah.
Let's get Mike away. Happy birthday to Mike Tyson today. Also, tomorrow, as we peek into July, two birthdays that just kind of make me sad for different reasons. One, Trey, is because I'm too damn old. Dan Aykroyd will turn 70 tomorrow.
Ooh.
I can't have not ready for primetime players turning 70. He's like legit SNL. He's first wave SNL. And he's 70?
He played a great straight guy. I was never that impressed with his comedic stylings.
Yeah, I'm not a massive Aykroyd guy. Okay. I get what you're saying.
But he did a good job as a straight guy. Spies Like Us and movies like that.
There are certain things he's done that I really like.
Blues Brothers.
Certain things are good. It's certain things I go, okay, I get it. But yeah, he's not one of my absolute favorites, but I dig Aykroyd. Happy 70 to him. This one makes me sad, Trey. Tomorrow is Pam Anderson's 55th birthday. That doesn't make me sad. What makes me sad is the picture I saw of her today. Pam Anderson has Jennifer Grey'd herself. Somebody talked her, or she talked herself, into such plastic surgery. And it's not even extreme plastic surgery. It's Jennifer Grey. It's just the wrong amount. She doesn't look like Pam anymore.
No.
How in the world does Pam Anderson not want to look like Pam Anderson?
No, it's like, who's the actor who plays Larry David's ex-wife in Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Cheryl Hines,
yeah. Now, she has gone too far with the plastic surgery, but it's a little bit like that, too. It's like,
but she still looks like her. I think she still looks like that person.
Not really. She looks like a Real Housewife of the OC now.
Yeah, I think
is what she looks like.
I can still recognize her, but that picture I saw today, if you'd just shown it to me blank and not said, hey, Chad, who's that?
I guess you're right about that.
I don't know.
She's gone too far. Some of these people that just sucks. Need to let themselves age a little bit more gracefully.
It is a shame when I get when I feel like the person can't even like a tenth appreciate their face as much as we do.
How
do you not like looking at that face?
Well, that can't be comfortable to have your face just like extremely pulled back and certain parts just frozen now where you literally can't even move them anymore. Like there's certain facial expressions that you don't get anymore because you've had so much Botox done and you can't move your eyebrows and you can't be expressive.
Yeah,
that has to get old after a while.
I just had a really, really genius yet stupid idea.
Well, we're all about that on this show.
Yeah, we are. If the time machine ever becomes real, I'm going back in time, and all I'm going to do is get rid of plastic surgery because I want to see what would happen. And then I'm going to come back to now, and we'll see what we got. We'll see what Pam looks like. We'll see what Nicole Kidman and Meg Ryan look like, Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston. Let's see it all. I'll let you have nose jobs, but that's it.
Dude, Nicole Kidman is scary now. And she just doesn't even care anymore. It's like she just continues to get major stuff done each year.
Every once in a while, though, she comes a weird. She'll hit a little crest where I think she looks all right again, and then she kind of goes back.
Well, it's because the swelling has gone down. It's like, oh, there you are. Nope, she's gone again.
That's the word I was looking for, swelling. My bad. Swelling going down. That's what I should have said. All right, all of that going on this weekend. Happy birthday to those folks. Also for tomorrow, get creative. It is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. Tomorrow. We were talking about this as we were getting ready for the show today because there's a lot of cool, wacky flavors out there for ice cream.
All right. Let me give Lick Ice Cream in Austin a little bit of love here because they do about as good a job as anybody in this town.
All right.
Of coming up with some really kooky flavors. I'm going kooky with the flavors. That's right.
I like a good kooky flavor.
Seasonal flavors include peach leaf graham crunch.
There you go.
Bright green peach leaves from Austin's own House Bar Farms create a beautiful almond-flavored ice cream folded with homemade cinnamon crumble for a uniquely Central Texas treat. How about marigold chocolate crumble? Herbaceous Mexican marigold from the Multicultural Refugee Coalition.
Wow.
Steeped in our ice cream base. Yeah. Just wait until we get the hobo ice cream.
This is some snobby ice cream. I like this.
Steeped in our ice cream base with a dash of vanilla makes the perfect setting for our chocolate cookie crunch. We also have dairy and vegan flavors. How about the tequila lime coconut?
Wow.
This coconut milk ice cream brings out the vibrant notes of fresh limes and gets its kick from Dolce Vita Tequila. And they have other flavors like that. Some of the regular flavors are really good and a little bit different, too. Caramel Salt Lick. Salty and sweet. Makes it official. House-made caramel is elevated by just a hint of sea salt. Dark chocolate, olive oil, and sea salt. That's right. Olive oil has made its way into the ice cream world.
Man.
We have goat cheese, thyme, and honey. Roasted beets and fresh mint. While that may cause you to recoil, it's actually good. And I say that as somebody who doesn't typically like beets. And more flavors like that. So if you haven't had Lick before, check it out. I'm a big fan of Scoop and Score in Cedar Park. They've got some great original flavors as well. Black raspberry chocolate chip, but I had to give some love to Lick Ice Cream for just how creative they are with their flavors.
National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day tomorrow. So maybe you start July with a little bit of that. We're going to start July or almost start July with some wild sports stories. We'll recap the big stories of the day. Our stems and seeds are going to have to be a little more substantial today because there's a massive NBA story and a massive college football story. We have got to get re-said because you can't say them enough today.
Today's Stems and Seeds is being renamed Nugs.
Yeah, it's the horn.
Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey.
Mm-hmm. Trey, you know this one?
No.
All right, I think I've got this. Okay, well, I've got the song name. This is I Heard a Rumor.
Correct.
Right?
I heard a rumor.
Let's say you got a broken heart.
Is this Bananarama?
Correct.
Yeah. Whoa, there that we was go. Well done.
Bananarama. Remember those three sexy beasts back in the 80s?
No.
No? Bananarama with the cover of Venus from way back in the day. And then the big one was, something about summer. Something going on with summer. Cruel Summer was them. Yeah, that was Bananarama.
How's that one go?
Bananarama as well. It's a cruel summer. Leaving me here on my own. It's a cruel. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I did that enough. He actually knew the song.
No, it literally was the last two words.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Way to get it there.
Uh-huh. Simon Cowell would have been proud of my performance there. Bananarama wrapping it up today musically. We had the Doobie Brothers. We had Ghost Town DJs. They gave you a little Duran Duran, Wild Boys. Tina Turner from way back in the day with an awesome song. And Sum 41 started us off because Zay always starts it off with some alt rock to make Trey smile. And it did, and Trey knew it. Well done on your part there.
It took a little bit for me to get there.
It did. Because I was with you. I was just going to say Beastie Boys, but I knew that was wrong because it wasn't a Beastie Boys tune. It
no.
just one of them sounded like a Beastie Boy. I can't identify which Beastie Boy it was, but it had a very like, yeah. It wasn't MCA. It would have been like, maybe it was Adam that it kind of sounded like to me where I'm like, all right, but that's not who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you nailed it. Well done. Good music today. Crazy stories throughout the day today. Let's get you an extended version of Stems and Seeds and try to get as much of this out as we can. Here we go.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. Here's a good stem or seed for you, and it's coming up. Ball Don't Lie is going to talk to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle, coming up at 5 o'clock. That's in addition to all these stories we're going to hit. I can't wait to hear Rod and Harge and their thoughts on these stories. Trey, we had it all the way back in the first hour. USC and UCLA reportedly heading to the Big Ten. I am still trying to wrap my mind around it. It's not quite the jarring moment of the Texas OU thing last year. It's not quite that jarring for me, but it makes a lot less sense than that to me.
Yes, definitely makes less sense. It was surprising from that regard, but I'm with you there. Texas and Oklahoma making the move that they did is still a much bigger deal.
Yeah, much bigger deal. I can make the...
Logistically, it makes more sense, too.
Yeah, man, but the idea of Michigan at UCLA and college football being a conference game... is gross to me.
Yeah, it's weird.
I don't need that.
That's going to take a lot of getting used to.
That's going to be wild, man. So that apparently is on the way, as could be as early as 2024. Another thing for the SEC to maybe make a move with. You really want to let that happen before you move Texas and OU? Okay. The other big story, Kevin Durant requests a trade from the Nets. So Kyrie Irving opts in. Kevin Durant says, I want out. And Trey, if one of the rumors is true and somehow Phoenix can fit him in and they win a title with him, well, his rep doesn't change at all.
Yeah, that would be a big-time move for him. The two teams being mentioned by most right now, and it's probably most people riding Woj's coattails, are Phoenix and Miami. I think Zay has an interesting thought with the Washington Wizards, too, because he is obviously a DC guy. So keep those teams in mind. But really, any team that has some draft capital and have really done a good job of starting to build a roster up and just needs that superstar player now to try and get over the hump. Also have to be under consideration. The problem for a team like Phoenix is they don't have very good draft picks that they can offer up.
Portland.
Portland is an interesting team, absolutely. Portland.
Damian Lillard tweeted a picture or put it on Instagram about a week ago of him and Durant in Trailblazers uniforms.
Ooh. Interesting.
Which is crazy because fast forward to now, clearly they've been talking.
I was going to say.
And they became really friendly playing in the Olympics together.
So the word was whenever KD made the move to Brooklyn is that LeBron had kind of locked down the West Coast in terms of his business operations. So KD was taking his headquarters to New York to try and lock down the Eastern Seaboard. Do you think that that would factor into things at all, Zay?
Maybe. Maybe, but I just feel like at this point, Kevin Durant is all about ball when it comes to these decisions.
Yeah.
Yes, you want to look at everything else, but he's made enough money to be good on that. He needs to worry about his hoop legacy.
How about a return to Golden State?
Oh my God.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'll say this. I'll doubt he ends up on a team without a superstar.
Oh, yeah.
Right? There's no way he's going to a team where you have to think of who the superstar is.
I bet he doesn't end up on a team with an unvaccinated superstar either.
That's guaranteed above everything I think we've talked about today. All right, coming up, Ball Don't Lie. Rod and Harge are going to talk to John McClain of the Houston Chronicle at 5 o'clock. Everybody have a great long weekend. Thanks to Zay for his great work. Thanks to Trey. Thanks to all of you for listening. Have a great 4th of July weekend. Stay safe. And we will see where USC, UCLA, and Kevin Durant all stand by the time we come out of the long weekend on Tuesday.
And maybe everybody will forget about what happened on a recruiting trip in College Station.
Happy 4th of July, everybody! See ya!